to the Into the Void podcast with your host, Sammy Starr. Step into the void.
So I want to thank you for coming on to Into the Void. I want to first let my guests introduce themselves, first off.
I'm Blake Betzall from the band Saul, and I'm stoked to be here.
I'm stoked for you to be here. Lots to dig into here with the new album dropping within literally just a short time from now. You guys have been putting out music since, I know you guys started in 2017, and you guys released what I feel is a very mesmerizing, a very powerful 2020 release, Rises Equals. And there's this profound message there in your first album where it shows that we are all equal in the same struggles that we face on a daily basis. In many ways, I feel that you guys still want to continue that connection with this latest album. This is it, the end of everything, right? What is it about this connection that you want to build with fans that keeps you guys creating music?
So when we came up with the term equals, you know, we were trying to find something that like would embody the entire thought and like the feelings we had towards our fans, you know, because everybody was doing like, you know, the so-and-so army, the nations, the, you know, something along those lines that they were calling their fans. And we didn't feel like it was personal enough. You know, we could have done the Saul army or anything like that. But when we thought about the importance of our fans, if they don't come to shows, they don't buy the merchandise, they don't get the music, we're really just a couple guys out there just creating music for, you know, nobody. So with our fans, we definitely dove in and like had to call them our equals. And it's something that it's kind of become its own cult thing itself, just having that term. And like we do when we're at shows and we're doing headlining stuff, we call them gatherings where the equals will come out, we'll barbecue, we'll, you know, grill, we'll do something like that, you know. And we always try to make that like a family forward, we're in this together kind of mentality. And that's something that we'll never get rid of. We aren't the type of guys that, you know, don't care for our fans. I mean, they're our family. So, and they take care of us and we try to take care of them too.
Instrumentally, we get these really metallic grooves, captivating melodies. And I feel like this is kind of an expansion on the sonic palette that you guys created within the efforts of Rise as Equals. In what ways did you challenge yourself to go beyond the achievements of that album instrumentally?
You know, I don't think we didn't set out to, when we were doing this record, our mentality wasn't just to compete with ourselves, to outdo the last record. The idea is always just to write the best songs we can write in the moment. When we went to the studio, it wasn't necessarily a thought of like creating better riffs or creating better melodies. It was just like, what's the best melody we have right now? What's the best riff? And between Zach and Kyle O'Dell, who we worked with on this new record, they're monster guitar players. So it just comes. It's just part of them. So, I mean, Zach is a riff master. Kyle's a riff master. And then you throw in Miles on the drums and then he plays some guitar. So it was great. And when we were doing this record and we decided to work with Kyle O'Dell, musically and sonically, his post-production work and like his electronic vibes that he adds, because when you're working with somebody, you're bringing them in almost as your fifth member or something, you know what I mean? So to have him come in and just be a part of that was great. And he brought some of his elements and it's exactly what we wanted to go for, you know, have a little bit more of a Nine Inch Nails, you know, Bring Me the Horizon kind of electronic vibe going throughout the songs. And it's one of his expertise. So it was great to have him on there.
I feel like it was even in within the first song, Tooth and Nail, we get a lot of these great melodies and these great mixes of not only just the guitars, but just different kinds of elements sort of working not against each other, but with each other, which further just kind of deepens that connection of togetherness. And then songs like Runaway and The Last Parade, it's just all these songs all have a way of where you think you have an idea of what Saul is instrumentally. Songs like The Last Parade, Runaway, Jack and Jill, and Better as a Memory all quickly seem to make us realize that you guys are always evolving. Even within the tracks themselves, there's something always new to chew on and something new to look at.
Yeah, we definitely tried to expand more and more on this record when it came to writing the music and adding those different flavors. And one thing we really tried to focus in on this record as well, when we did Rise as Equals, I felt like I was pigeonholing myself into like, this is the tone I use, this is what I'm doing, this is how I vocally do it. So when we came into this new record, I was talking to Zach and I was talking to the guys. I'm like, I'm just going to try all the tricks that I have. I'm going to try all the efforts that I have in my voice and the things that I can do. So that was another element that we threw in, that I wasn't just focusing on one certain tone, you know, like the brother tone, I call it. So we have some of that in there. I have some more singing. I have what I call, it's like my Billie Eilish, you know, kind of thing, you know, like Turn Me Loose, because, you know what I mean? Like, so I do that a little more talky, whispery thing. And, you know, I tried a bunch of different elements that I can throw out on this record too, which was nice to do.
Lyrically, Rise as Equals dealt with a lot of deep themes in terms of not just equality, but the inner struggle between, I feel, self and loss, and the bitterness that kind of seems to stem kind of within that, I feel. In many ways, it was personal, but still kept the door open to make that candid connection with your listeners. This is it. The End of Everything seems to continue that message in sharing these painful kind of experiences with us, but in a more evolved and kind of, I want to say it's more evolved, but also I think it's more than that. It's the things that we experience together. Something as small as connecting is barely done face-to-face anymore. And I know that's something that's fluid throughout your album. We're constantly consumed by technology. And if anything, the pandemic kind of taught us the value of human presence, right? Yet in some ways, I feel we're still closed off even more so because of what's happened. This album dives a bit more into that connection and how we need to open up more. And I was wondering if you could talk about more what these themes in this album mean to you as a whole.
Yes. And personally, I'm not a very emotional guy. I don't talk about my emotions. I bottle things up. So when we do the songwriting and I'm writing lyrics, I write everything on like very personal experiences, and I put everything I have out there. I mean, it's nerve-wracking to actually put out a record, just because I'm more of a recluse like that with my emotions. So when I put everything out there on an album, you automatically like, man, they're going to hate it. They're going to hate it, you know? So I always have that going through my head. But on this record, you know, songs like A Million Miles, when you watch the music video and then you listen to the song, and if you listen to it lyrically, it is about that disconnect that we have as humans. And the pandemic brought it on so heavily that a lot of people are still like, they don't go out as much. They don't do much as what they used to. That's just because they've become like this new norm is like a million miles away. They're just watching everything on Instagram and TikTok and, you know, Reels. And I'm trying to explain to like my kids, and half of that stuff is like put on. You never know what's real. You know what I mean? Like, not everybody's lives are all hunky-dory. We're still, you know, struggling to pay bills, and they're having mental health issues and doing all that. So if you come together a little bit more, I think on a personal level, people should, you know, be open and talk about that and not try to make it seem like their lives are perfect online, because anybody that's seeing through it either reads through it or they're just consumed by it and it's just part of the life. And like, I'm just trying to bring some focus to that on like, it's not all hunky-dory all the time. Half of it's made up, really, if you read it online, see it online.
No, I think we get that throughout the whole album. And then even coming towards, again, the last track, you know, Better as a Memory and Rain Fire, I think that kind of brings that whole message to a close, where not only do we need to enjoy the human presence of just being around people more, but just taking a few minutes away, or even like just an hour a day away from technology altogether, you experience life in just a whole different perspective. That being a 90s kid, I'm kind of dating myself a bit here, but it's just like, I mean, even people beyond this point, right, experience things in a whole different way, and they didn't have things like we had now. So it's like, if we go back to just the rudimentary step of just closing the laptop for a while, taking away tablets and cell phones and stuff like that, you can see life in a totally different experience. And not just that, experience people in ways that you never really thought that you could.
Right. Yeah, Exactly. That's 100% fact. I believe that.
What have you taken from this experience that you didn't get from Rise as Equals? I feel like every album leaves some kind of individual mark on you and stays with you even after that album process is done.
The writing and recording process of this record was great. Everybody was in the perfect headspace for this record. There was no negative energy, really, when it came to doing this. Everybody had the same mentality of like, let's just write the best songs that we're going to write. That's it. There's no competing. There's no nothing. The best idea wins. Just going for it and laying everything out there, laying it all on the table and just writing the best songs. So really the experience, what had a great experience working with Kyle. It was just a great experience all in all. And, you know, as we were doing the record on Rise as Equals, we worked with David Draiman on a song, King of Misery. And so as we're doing the record, we're in the studio, they're across the street finishing their record. And so it was just like, hey, how you doing, neighbor? You know, kind of thing. So we had that kind of that camaraderie going as well, and getting to go over in the studio and getting to hear their record before it released and everything, before it was fully mixed and mastered and doing that kind of stuff. It was just all in all, it was a very humbling and great experience all in all. And like, we'll definitely work with Kyle Adele again. We'll definitely work with Chris Dawson, who did the Rise as Equals record again, and always just making those lifelong connections. And that's what it's all about, I think.
What is the one message you hope comes across from This Is It, The End of Everything, if you want anybody to take anything from this?
That's always a tough question for me to answer. I'm not trying to push anything. I mean, that I want the fans to take away from that, because one thing we do as a band is we call them like lifelong songs. And since I write lyrically and everything from such like a introspective personal level, that when I push it out there, and we really saw it with Brother and like King of Misery and songs like that, where it actually hits somebody's soul and like they've experienced that kind of level of, you know, like losing somebody or feeling like they're spiraling down a drain and, you know, doing those kind of things. So writing from that level of vulnerable and like doing that kind of thing, I think I just want people to catch it and like maybe it defines a moment in their life or an experience that they've had in the exact same sort of way. That's really just what we're trying to do as a band is create songs that will, you know, live on through my personal experience, but through, you know, everybody else's experience as well.
I like that you gave that title Lifelong Songs, because, you know, I know you guys are about to go on tour with Red pretty soon, actually, in September, I believe. How are you guys feeling about that so far?
It's going to be great. Honestly, we are big fans of the band, and we are just stoked to get the offer to go out with them, because it's been a little while since they've been out. They're putting out a new record in September. Our record is dropping July 28th. It just seems to make sense. Everybody that is buying tickets and like seeing the flyer and everything go out right now are super, super stoked to see us going out with Red. It's going to be great. I hope we got off the road with Memphis Mayfire and Norma Jean. And if it's half as good as that tour with that camaraderie and that sort of like friendship and love that we had for all the bands, I mean, I'm super, super excited about it. It's going to be great.
Now, I'm really excited to see you guys be able to share this new extension of the first record moving forward. I think it's an amazing record from start to finish. Instrumentally and vocally, you guys put in some really fantastic themes. Overall, it's just a beautiful message to everybody, and it connects with everybody musically, and I feel like the message is just a great thing for us to have right now. But awesome. I want to thank you for coming onto the show, taking time to not only just talk about your career, but the record as a whole. It really means a lot to me, and as well as, you know, other people that are fans of you guys and the upcoming record, that they want to hear it as well.
We are very, very excited. Anybody that's listening, make sure you follow us on social media, any sort of platform. If you message us, I always message back directly. It's coming from me. You can find everything, all the links on solofficial.com. And honestly, we got this new record coming out and we're super excited about it, but we are working on more new music, because we intend to put out music a lot faster and a lot more rapidly. It's going to be exciting.
You're hearing it here first. They're working on new music. So, you know, this album is just a taste of what we're experiencing now, but who knows what we're going to be experiencing, you know, within a year or however long it takes for this other album to come out. So very exciting stuff to hear. For everybody that's listening on YouTube, I want to thank you guys for liking, subscribing. Anybody that's listening on Spotify or any other streaming services, thank you for listening on there and taking the time to support these artists as well as, you know, this podcast. So take care, guys, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.